Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Swamiji, when you compared the waves to the ocean, and you said also that we are all in aspects of each other, does that only, like you said, animals, is that only what it's limited to?
Let me understand. Tell me again.
You said that the waves of the ocean are part of the ocean.
Yes.
And that we as humans, or that's what I thought, are the same as animals. Are we only limited to animals and humans, or what else is part of us?
But what else are there?
Plants.
Okay, they are also. All matter, all that is nothing but the, for example, in your dream, all your dream is, what is that? Consciousness. Not just the animals and birds of your dream. Even the trees, the mountains, whatever is in your dream is your consciousness. How do you know it? When you wake up. In the same way, when you have that enlightened mind, you are not operating as a psychophysical personality. When you are enlightened, you are not operating as an individual. The enlightened ones, think of your cell phone. The energy operating through cell phone is not enlightened. The enlightened energy is universal, cosmic. But that cosmic energy becomes channelized only through the cell phone in a very restricted manner. All this allegorical I'm telling you. Don't go after your cell phone.
I think I need a little more classes to understand that one, but thank you.
Namaste, Swamiji. There are three terms that I still don't comprehend the difference between them. One is conscience. Consciousness and awareness. How can I make a distinction, if any?
Conscience is totally different. Conscience is the voice. Certain things, certain challenges are before you, and you are judging yourself, am I doing the right thing? At that time, your voice of conscience tells you. If you are doing it and something pinches you, that means conscience is the one pinching you, and therefore listen to the voice of conscience. So that conscience is totally in a different context. Awareness and consciousness are synonymous. There again it depends upon the context. You can say awareness of something, consciousness of something, consciousness of mind, consciousness of thoughts, consciousness of body, consciousness of things, that whatever you experience. That consciousness is absolutely identical with awareness. Instead of saying consciousness, you can say awareness. But when we talk about Brahman, consciousness in itself, just like existence in itself, is not consciousness of a thing, then that consciousness is Brahman, Chit, Satchidananda. That consciousness can be said to be pure awareness, absolute awareness.
So when we say we are one, we are one in that consciousness.
We are one, we are pure consciousness. We are Satchidananda. Again, we are term refers to, it's coming from every individual. Every wave in its reality is the ocean. Again, allegorical. All the reflected suns are in reality the sun. All the multiplicity of the dream is your waking consciousness. Likewise, all the multiplicity of things in day-to-day life are nothing but absolute consciousness.
Thank you, sir.
Swamiji, could you explain that term, udana? Again, I didn't understand that.
Study of pranas. Different aspects of pranas perform their different functions. When a person enters into a dream, it is udana that begins to play its role. Udana relates to the throat center. So therefore, in dream, when you are shouting, there is a guttural sound. Why does it happen? The sages have tried to bring about the study of udana. So udana plays the role when you are entering into dream. What what type of dream, how much udana will operate through a certain channel, certain nadi, that becomes a complex situation. But that's the way it is. Udana begins to play the role of dream. It plays the role of separating your body from your astral body at the time of death and guiding the soul according to the karma. See, udana, if you have not ended all your karmas, udana will bring about a plan for you, for the soul, whether the soul is to go to immediate embodiment or the soul will stay on into subtler plane for longer duration. Whatsoever, udana determines that. But if all karmas are out, then udana simply, like a flame, becomes extinguished.
Thank you. And could you speak some more about the seal of ego, please?
The seal of ego implies, the basic seal is ignorance that holds on to your vasanas. Everyone goes to sleep, but come back to your own vasana set. In sleeping, all limitations have moved away from you. Not absolutely, but to a great extent. But the moment you wake up, you have come, just like the bottle has come out of the Ganges. It's not purified. Your awareness that was like in a sealed bottle, and ego was securing the seal. That ego has not changed. From sleep, you come back, and your ego is the same. Samadhi, you come back, your ego changes.
So, we have glimpses of this, the truth that we are all that exists. But they're only glimpses and the ego reconstitutes itself again.
Correct.
What dissolves that at the end? Is that the ongoing sadhana process or is there a one-time...
Ongoing sadhana process. Self-effort plus grace. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nilakanta.
Om Tat Sat. Swamiji, in this life, what is the value of seeking liberation?
The value is liberation. Seek the liberation, you will get the liberation.
It sounds simple. I say sounds.
Basic point, in this life, the reality is you are seeking. If you are not seeking, you are not living. Since you are seeking, now you are entering into the magic of palabras. Whether you say, should I be seeking liberation? I suppose I don't seek liberation. The fact is, it's not based on the words. You are seeking. You are seeking three things. Sat, Chitta, Ananda. You want to exist. You want to have wonderful knowledge. You want to be joyous. And if you seek rightly, that's called liberation.
Hello, Swamiji. In answer to this fellow's question, you mentioned personal effort and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Is grace somehow related to karma?
Grace and self-effort. See, if you involve yourself in self-effort in a right way, then it allows sattva to enter within you. It's just like grace is coming down, raining, pouring, and the vessel is tilted. No matter how much it pours, nothing goes into the vessel. Self-effort is straightening the attitudes, allowing the tilt to be controlled. As you go on controlling the tilt, grace goes on pouring into it. That's the relationship between self-effort and grace.
And part of the self-effort would be the sincerity of one's heart, the sincerity of
correct. Of course, self-effort is towards becoming better and more spiritually enriched, practicing integral yoga, satsanga, whatsoever you think of, whatever makes improvement in your personality, physically, mentally, intellectually, the best term is integral yoga. Doing it day by day, that's your self-effort. And as self-effort advances, you begin to discover another dimension within you that makes things easier. Just to give you a simple illustration, there are people who are learning how to talk, to give a lecture. They're working 90% persuasion. They're self-effort. When grace comes, eloquence enters into the mind. And the person becomes surprised. I didn't prepare for this. And all this came up. That stage would not be reached if you have not started working for it. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in deep meditation and you start feeling the heart pounding, the heartbeat very, very elevated.
Again, practice of meditation are in different degrees, different stages. That stage of heartbeat is good for you, but it will be better where the heartbeat simply is not there, because there's a bigger heart that doesn't depend upon your physical heart. So it automatically moves away. Many things that reflect in your physical body in the beginning, they move away as you advance. And it happens automatically. And you have the feeling of what is right. Something better automatically recognized by you intuitionally. But error comes when a person sticks to a lesser type of experience and goes on expecting it. Just like someone after practice meditation, light began to flash. He writes down in his notebook, had a wonderful success. It flashed for 2 minutes. The week passed, now it goes on flashing for half an hour. And then something happened which put you into a little positive level, and the flashing began to fade away. Then you develop the idea, what happened? All the sadhana I have done, and the flashing, I was just expecting God to come out of that flash, in a flash. That's where what's needed is proper guidance.
Gurudev, I want to ask something. I'm noticing that there's a portrait of a female, of a woman, and I don't know who that is. Could you tell me who that is?
I'm there? Not seeing Anandamayima.
Ananda what?
Anandamayima. A saintly person in India.
But I don't know about her, so I was wondering.
I don't know much, but saintly personality. Mm-hmm. So many saints have been there, and people have taken their pictures and they worship them. Like Ramana Maharshi, I never saw him personally. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, even Mahatma Gandhi and many others. Great men and great inspiring personalities, their pictures are put around in temples and churches. Wherever in doubt, just think of God's presence.
Okay.
Swamiji, I actually wanted to ask you for a small favor. It happens to be my mother's birthday right here. I just wanted to know if you can give her a blessing really quick.
Oh, yes. Okay, prayer for health, long life, peace, prosperity, bhakti and mukti for Malini on her birthday. Comes very, synchronizes with Deepavali.
Thank you very much.
And prayer for all of you. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukum Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshyamamrita Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavat Sarvesham Shantir Bhavat Sarvesham Purnam Bhavat Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavat Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchid Dukbhag Bhave Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Mritam Gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Hari Om.